Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the first story takes us to the situation about the JCPOA, where France has defended the Iran nuclear deal, confirming its implementation and insisting that it must be implemented.
We have on many occasions reaffirmed the importance of the agreement with Iran. The verification process of the deal has been carried out. The agreement has been abided by, and we'll make sure that it will be strictly implemented, especially given the fact that the agreement has not been breached by any of its signatories. It is essential to maintain it.
Speaking ahead of the UN General Assembly in New York, French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian went on to say that Paris will do its best to convince U.S. President Donald Trump that the deal is highly important. Trump has threatened to scrap the agreement many times since he took office last year. Many world countries have warned him against making good on his threat. Washington claims that Iran is violating the deal's spirit, a charge Tehran vehemently denies. Let's cross over to Ohio, joined by senior editor of Veterans Today, Gordon Duff. Thanks so much for being with us. What do you make of France's support now for the JCPOA, and what may it mean between Paris and Washington relations?
Well, Paris is very concerned about nuclear proliferation within the region. The threat has always been Saudi Arabia. They have the cash. There has been this background of discussion for the last 15 years about Saudi Arabia purchasing nuclear weapons from Pakistan. Our own sources at the International Atomic Energy Agency have indicated that Israel and Saudi Arabia have worked together on a nuclear program since as early as 1994. That Saudi Arabia may actually have nuclear weapons, that the Clinton administration had received documents from a defector indicating that those documents had been classified, that press story had been quashed. This deal itself is absolutely vital. It at least puts a set of rules in play, and the real response by Trump is him playing in the hands of the Israelis at pretty much the same time we're seeing Israel and Saudi Arabia involved in the mischief of trying to break away Kurdistan and create a client state there, mm-hmm. one that we fear is going to continue the depredations of ISIS. And it's our sources, we believe that Saudi Arabia and Israel have long been the force behind ISIS as well. All of this is a singular issue, and it's all going to play out this week in the United Nations.
And how do you think it's going to play out? I mean, what do you think is going to be different or change, especially when we look at the situation with the JCPOA, that the United States has become very aggressive, at least in speaking, about how much they are against the agreement. And also, of course, there is dissension within the administration itself. So tell me about that side of things. Do you think the Europeans will try to put pressure on the Americans or the Chinese or the Russians or perhaps no one? What do you think?
Well, there's going to be one voice in Trump's ear towards scrapping the agreement. That's Netanyahu and absolutely everyone else. And that would be the Chinese, the Russians, and all of the NATO allies, who are totally dependent on this agreement, who worked very hard to make sure that this agreement would be passed. It has been carefully adhered to. And it's our hope that Trump is going to back down from his rhetoric. And we can only wait and see.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us out of Ohio. Senior editor, Veterans Today, Mr. Gordon Duff.